The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is a place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm certified financial planner Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by two of my colleagues from the Money Makeover team. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, is here, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. And we have Ed running the board for us. Yep, Ed's waving. I know you got to turn your radio up really loud to see that. But yeah, Ed's here. Hanging in there for Craig Montana, who's spring breaking.
Yeah.
Is that like break dancing?
I guess because when you have kids, it makes a difference. When you don't have, when you have just grandkids, it doesn't make that as much difference, or no kids.
I'm so confused today. What time is it?
It's morning.
I can't see the sun. My electronic devices say it's one time. All the clocks that I have to adjust manually say a different time. I don't know what time it is.
We had to turn on the air conditioner.
Yeah,
it got so warm. So yeah, what is spring? We're springtime, I guess, in Texas.
Yes, it is indeed, and welcome to springtime. Of course, we're already in tax time.
Yes,
and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the tax law changes that you might want to take a look at or just consider. I mean, there were a bunch of them. So
that will
affect
a lot of people. It's not just high-income people or low-income. It affects most everybody.
Mm-hmm. So Doug Neal will be coming up with a little mini rundown on some of these things, because it can't hurt just to talk about it again, because we're getting close, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you were filing our tax returns. That time is coming, and there are a few surprises in the new tax code that you're probably not aware of that Doug's going to talk about this morning.
Right. So we want to make sure you're up to speed on all that. And then we have an interesting story about inherited money. And,
oh, that's right.
You know, what do you do if you're, inheriting something and you want to set some of it aside for your kids, for college? Maybe it was left to you as saying that in the will, possible, mm-hmm. right? So we have a little, yes, this actually happens, and how do you think about handling it? Fortunately, these folks had us to rely upon, so that was nice.
For two-thirds of it, one-third they tried to do themselves.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that turns out. Yep. Jamie's going to talk a little bit about how much we, in general, save. And how do people save? How much do they save? Or why they don't save?
It's a little eye-opener.
So we'll look at that, and then if we get a moment or two, I'll chime in with sectors of the economy that are a little bit more recession-proof, if you can imagine that. But things that don't always follow the trend of the more risky types of things that you may have in your investment portfolio, whether it's in a retirement plan or brokerage or whatever it may be. So we'll try to encompass quite a few things. And of course, the big thing we do here is we answer your questions. You've got three financial planners in the studio, and you know, you might as well pick our brains. That is free, free, free. And we're getting ready to have a little station break. Ed's going to get ready to play some theme songs and some commercials for us. So while these are playing, if you're shy and you don't want anyone else to hear you and your question, it's a good time to call us while these things are all playing. And Ed will pop you through so you can talk to us in private on our radio private line. And the way to do that right now is to give us a call at 800-332-7879. Let us help you with your particular question right now at 800-332-7879. All right, Monday, we're going to be right back right after this break with more of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. That au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger. Here for a limited time.
If you want a career that's exciting,
fun,
creative, your next step is Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design is a nationally accredited career school with new classes every month. Call 821-0076, 821-0076. Exciting,
fun,
creative. Aggie owned and operated Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design, 821-0076. We do today what others do tomorrow.
In Bryant, Victoria, and in Brenham on Highway 105, call 277-0076.
Hope Rising Ministries provides care for children rescued from human sex trafficking. Join their Ride for Hope on March 23rd and 24th for a weekend of fundraising at the 7IL Ranch in Cat Spring. Enjoy trail rides and demonstrations from Dr. Lou Sterrett, world champion cowgirl Gail Britton, trainer Lindsay Schofield, and Hope Rising's founder Sherry Clement. To find out more about Ride for Hope and to get tickets, go to HopeRisingMinistries.org. Help fight sex trafficking and enjoy a weekend of fun at the Ride for Hope, March 23rd and 24th.
What's your dream vacation? Basking in the sun on a beautiful beach with a cool drink in your hand, complete with a little paper umbrella? Or maybe your idea of the ideal vacation is flying down the mountainside on a pair of skis with the fresh air in your lungs and the scent of evergreens in your nose. Or maybe a cruise is more your style. Whatever your dream getaway, Brenham Travel can make it happen. Call today and let them put together a package just for you. Brenham Travel Service, 522 Highway 290 West. Call 830-1666 and let Brenham Travel Service help you see the world.
For over 60 and 45 years respectively, Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, additions, remodels, and light commercial construction, Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing can help you from start to finish. Visit them online at ThielemannHomes.com and let them be your first choice in making your building visions come to life.
It's never too early to start planning for the upcoming season. Stop by WC Tractor, your local award-winning dealer in Brenham, during the Kick the Tires event going on now for great in-store deals and finance options on all New Holland equipment. Choose from New Holland tractors, hay and forage equipment, harvesting, seeding, spraying, or construction equipment. But it all ends March 31st, so hurry in to see the savings during the Kick the Tires event at WC Tractor in Brenham.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, March 11th, Ed will be speaking with Susan Keel about Texas Ranger Day in Burton. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly.
at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show, a place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. That is our game plan for you every time we're on the air. And, of course, our wonderful clients that we have, that is what we do for them. And if you want to come in for the free review and find out more about how you can take advantage of actual financial planning, not just here's where to invest your money, but it's what does that mean for the rest of everything? Because you're more than your money, right?
And we got some stories to tell you that.
we got some a couple of zingers here.
That's going to cost this person some money.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to get to that here right away because this is important.
Yeah, and it was kind of nice last Wednesday. You know, we got several phone calls while we were on the air, and we always like to talk about the things that you're interested in, and when you give us a call, we're able to do that.
So, again, here's our number on the air. Give us a call. Get your specific question asked and answered, and that number is 800-332-7879.
One thing I want to say, this is the month of March.
Yeah.
We're beginning our 13th year here on KWHI. 13 years sitting in these same chairs.
Seems like yesterday.
But we did get new headphones, I think.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's right. Well, you got fancy ones that you use.
Well, I didn't bring them today because now that they got some new headphones here, they work.
Okay.
So 13 years. Starting on the 13th year.
Yeah, and of course, we spent many years on the air in Houston and radio stations there. So, you know, it's kind of nice to be out here in the country. And so we are.
That's because you and I moved out here to
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But we're so glad to have an office here in the city of Brenham, right on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And of course, we still have our primary office there in Houston on St. James Place between San Felipe and Westheimer. So we have folks who come to both offices, depending on where they are. I mean, if you're in town that day and you want to stop by the Houston office, or if you live in Houston or your kids live in Houston, you want to have a family get together with your financial planner here, hey, great, no problem. If you want to do the free review there, too. We do those all the time, as well as at our Brenham office. The way to get one of those, by the way, and you're getting ready for looking at all of your stuff, preparing your taxes, right? Your 1099s, the whole schmear, is to give us a call and set up a time to come in, because now is a great time to see if you've got all of your financial ducks in a row. Maybe get a couple of pointers. Or if you're good to go, you're good to go, right? We're very happy to tell you that, too. But we help you put on your thinking cap and properly assess things for you and those you care about the most, right? Here's a way to do that. Office number 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And, of course, we know we have the smartest listeners out there. Sometimes they get advice from friends, relatives, who knows where, about some things. And one of the things people are always happy to talk about is what you should do with your money, what you should invest in, what you should, well, where do you put it? Should you buy land? What about rental property? What about becoming a real estate magnate with properties you fix up and flip? We hear all of these different things. One of the biggest goof ups that we see happen is when you inherit some money and then you really are reading stuff online, you're doing all these different things, you're asking your friends, your colleagues, etc. Well, what should I do? Dad had an IRA or mom had an IRA. I'm only in my mid-40s. You know, I can't just say, well, it's my IRA and just clean it out, or can I? Yeah, what do you do with this? And you just went through this with somebody.
Yes, we've been working with a family. Mom and dad both died over a period of a year and a half, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And they were long-time clients.
Yeah. They had three adult children, and they split their funds up equally in the will to all three of them. Well, they had Roth IRAs, the mom and dad. They had traditional IRAs. They had after-tax money. And in the will, they wanted to leave money for the grandkids for their education and medical expenses.
Okay, that's pretty typical.
Yeah, that was a good move. I mean, it was a good good family situation. One of the siblings, adult siblings, doesn't live in the central Texas area, lives in Texas, but up
north of here.
North of here in the bad area.
Hey.
Our signal doesn't go. Well, I guess it goes all over the world, doesn't it?
Yeah,
online.
I mean, we're online here. You've got more than a couple people listening.
Friendly people up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay.
Anyway, but he wanted to move everything into his deal. Didn't want to. He wanted to do it himself. And so the problem came into the traditional IRA money. When you inherit a traditional IRA, it has to go into a beneficiary IRA is what it's called. And then you have...
Yeah. Now, we need to make a clarification there is that if you're a spouse, it's different.
Yes,
but in this
right.
case, we're talking about non-spouse. We're talking about children inheriting IRAs from parents.
And this would be like anyone else other than a
yes.
spouse.
That's correct.
Anybody? Inheriting IRA money.
That's okay. correct.
Could be your neighbor, could be your brother, sister, just not the spouse. Because the spouse can take over the IRA and make it their spouse, their IRA. Mm-hmm. Anybody else cannot. You have to put it into a beneficiary IRA. You notice the term beneficiary IRA? Different than traditional IRA, different than Roth IRA. You can't mix unlike things. That's what the tax code says.
Yeah, the tax code says those are unlike each other.
And that's why they have different titles. Beneficiary IRA is different than a traditional IRA, which is different than a Roth IRA, which is different than a simple IRA. Okay. Kind of get the idea here. So anyway, this particular, when you get a beneficiary IRA, you get to make a choice. You have three choices on how you can take the money inheriting it. You can take it as a lump sum, take it all at once, and then you have to pay tax on it in your tax bracket because it's yours. You took it all out. You can take it out anytime over the next 5 years. You can take out some each year, take out some year two, nothing year three. It's however you want to take it. But at the end of year number five, it has to be zero in that account. So you get to kind of pick and choose when you want to pay the taxes on it. And then the third choice is you get to take it out over your lifetime.
There's a formula for doing it, so you take out the right
that the IRS
way.
Has.
Yes.
It's just like required minimum distributions. Mm-hmm. There's a schedule that the IRS has that determines how much you have to take out each year, taking it out over your lifetime.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's a choice you make when you inherit it.
Right.
Because if it's a smaller IRA, if it's $25,000, $30,000, you might, if you take it out over your lifetime, you might be getting $50 a month, and maybe that's not worth it. Maybe it's better to take a lump sum. So you get the choice. Well, this particular family, the one sibling thought they would do it their way and rolled it all into their own IRA. Well, he's going to have
which you can't do
because it was a beneficiary. It should be a beneficiary IRA. He moved all that money into his own traditional IRA because he wanted to have just one IRA, one account.
So he rolled his inherited IRA into his own individual
IRA,
already set up IRA that was just for him.
Right, because he couldn't see why he shouldn't be able to do that. And said you shouldn't do that. He did it anyway.
So what happens?
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet. At the end of 2019, he's going to get a 1099 for over $100,000 of income that he has to pay tax on. Doesn't have to pay penalty because it was a beneficiary IRA, but he has to add over $100,000 to his income for the year and pay tax. So he's going to be paying 25, 30, 35% tax on that money. So he's going to have a rude awakening. The second thing is, I don't, like Jamie asked the question, I don't know if he can. You know, is the IRS going to make him take that money out of the traditional IRA that he put it into?
I would think they're going to make him roll that.
Roll that. And
yeah, because you can't roll it. You can't
out to some,
you can't
some
roll
other way
a beneficiary IRA into a traditional IRA.
Yeah.
And what it count, what it, because what they did, what they can consider it to be is a distribution of the entire amount of the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an IRA anymore.
And then he put money into the IRA.
Into his traditional IRA.
And you can't put $100,000 plus IRA.
I'd have to.
Well, we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything. But anyway, it's a mistake.
Yes, a major mistake.
You can see what they were thinking.
Sure.
The thinking is,
it's an IRA.
I'm just going to move one IRA into my other IRA. Well, no, there are reasons that you can't do that, and we just talked about those. And that's a pretty common mistake that we see sometimes when it comes to beneficiary IRAs, is you have to have an understanding. Now, I don't know, again, who they talked to that said, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Well, there's another wrinkle in here that there is a – I don't want to get too detailed because but the parents, one of the parents left the IRA to the estate.
Oh.
So, and then the estate distributed the IRA, so I don't know what kind of wrinkle that puts in. But when you got something like that, that's not a do-it-yourselfer thing. You better get some help. So that there's going to be some fireworks come next January because the other two siblings listened to us and didn't do that. They opened beneficiary IRAs and moved it in there, so they're fine. But so I'm sure I'm going to hear about it eventually. You know, 'cause the other two siblings are going to tell us about the third sibling, I'm sure.
Well, you know, you can lead a horse to water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's free reviews. You get a second
opinion.
It's
really important. Yeah. I mean, not everybody's going to have, you know, $100,000 worth of
inherited,
avoidable
error.
Okay. So, again, we're part of our job, Jamie, is to make sure people are fully aware of their choices in things, including this type of a situation.
Yeah, and beneficiary IRAs are, what's unique about them is they haven't been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
This option has not been around for a really long time. But the thing that you have to think about is, you know, if you're young enough and you have a beneficiary IRA, money that you've inherited that was in an IRA that your parents had, and now it's a beneficiary IRA, and you have the money now, if you take the lifetime RMD option, the possibility exists that, I mean, this wasn't money, hopefully, that you weren't counting on for annual income anyway, but now you're going to have it. But the distribution may be less than the annual growth inside of the IRA. And so now you're getting money that you weren't counting on getting anyway in the form of an annual income, and that account is growing.
Yeah, so that's
what,
like,
a deal.
Yeah, you might get $1,000 a year that you have to take out, but it earns $3,000 a year in earnings and growth. Well, take that $1,000 and put it in a savings account or put it in a college savings. You don't have to spend it. But
that's right.
Well, take some to pay the taxes. But,
well, sure.
But, and then it will go on for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a sweet deal, I think. I mean, we talk a lot about accumulating assets for retirement. Now you have this beneficiary IRA that you've inherited, and all of a sudden, retirement's looking better.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's just one scenario, and we once in a while try to share stories with you because it is part of educating you about things. And if this isn't pertinent to you in particular. Maybe it's somebody you know. A lot of this happens because so many of us are out there or have parents who have retired and they have an IRA that they had rolled their old 401k into or something, right? This is very common. And then when that parent passes away, if they don't have a surviving spouse, that money's going to whoever they're designating, and most of the time it's their kids.
Yeah, or nieces or nephews or whatever.
And this is a very typical, common thing.
Yeah, we see this more and more simply because the tax laws changed that made this available to beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so in addition to what you just talked about, Tony, the fact that a lot of people now are reaching the point where they have 401k money that they're going to roll into IRA money. And then when they pass away, their kids are getting it.
Yeah, but we don't want you to get it all taken away.
You don't want the IRS to get it.
Yeah, by the IRS. So coming in for that free review is super duper important. Don't want you to make a goof that you don't have to make. Right?
See, there's another kind of a minor goof I ran into, but we'll talk about this on Wednesday because we've got a special guest.
Oh, yeah.
Having to do with retirement plans.
Oh, yeah. Retirement plan expert.
Yep.
And he's terrific. And he's somebody who administers things for companies.
Yeah,
their retirement plans. And we work with him. I work with him. I've worked with him for over 20 years.
Yeah, we have
on 401ks.
What prompted that was we have a situation that came up. Somebody wanted to switch plans. Well, the timing was bad.
Okay. Yeah. And so, why was that?
And that'll be an interesting story.
Yeah, we'll save that for Wednesday. But we run into things like this that you probably don't run into very often.
Well, and we'll let you know, too, with that, what happens to your money when your employer decides to change plans. There are some things that pop up on the screen there.
Right.
So you need to know that, too, and we'll go over some of those.
Just had that happen to two clients last week.
Yeah, I've seen more than a couple of these things, so we'll save all that for Wednesday. All right, in the meantime, let's take a little station break here and pay some bills. Again, if you've got a particular question, even if it's about your retirement plan at work or you're inheriting something and you're kind of puzzled, are you doing the right thing? For heaven's sakes, call us so you don't have a goof up. We tell stories, real life things, so that you don't have to go there, right? There you go. Here's a way to get that free review, by the way, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. But in the meantime, you want to talk to us right this minute? Get on our private line from the radio, private line. No one else will hear you if you dial 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, and Jamie on today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me.
Join Herman Furniture on March 29th for a fun time painting Easter heirlooms. Local artist Sharon Detling will teach an egg painting class at Herman Furniture. Herman's will supply the eggs, paint, brushes, and everything you need to leave with three lovely painted eggs. The egg painting class is $55 per person, and reservations are required as seating is limited. Call Herman's at 888-836-7237 to reserve your spot. That's the Easter egg painting class, Friday, March 29th at 2 p.m. at Herman's Furniture, 213 West Alamo in downtown Brenham.
Welcome to the world of performance, health, and wellness. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder offers chiropractic care for adults, children, infants, and prenatal care, plus sports injury care and rehabilitation. Let her team of massage therapists help you relax and unwind from the stress of daily life. Don't neglect that nagging neck or back pain any longer. Relief is just a phone call away at 979-451-9111. The world of performance, health, and wellness is waiting to give you their full attention. 306 East Main in downtown Brenham.
When you're sick, you don't want to wait in a long line for your prescription. You just want your medicine so you can start feeling better. That's why since 1953, folks have been having their prescriptions filled at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, there's always been a friendly, familiar face behind the counter to take care of you. No long lines, no hassles for seven decades. Now that's consistency you can trust. That's Conjura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in downtown Brenham.
Life is complicated. Work, family, emails, children, text messages, taxes, relationships. It's complicated. But your finances don't have to be. At Associated Credit Union of Texas, they understand. That's why they make it easy. With the accounts you need, the technology you want, and the personal service you deserve without the gimmicks. Simple, straightforward, and secure. That's ACU of Texas's commitment to you. Get associated with Associated Credit Union of Texas so you can get on with life. Federally insured by the NCUA. ACUTX.org.
It's Brenham Cubatt District Softball Monday afternoon on KWHI. In a Monday matinee, the Cubatts will battle Katy Paytow in District 19-5A action. First pitch in Katy is set for 1 o'clock, 12:40 pregame. Join me, the sports doc, along with Tommy Lange for all the action. Brenham Cubatt District 19-5A softball at Katy Paytow Monday afternoon on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Tune in for the 4-H Beef Salutes here on KWHI. Now through Friday, members of the Washington County 4-H Clubs are presenting programs about beef and agriculture. The Beef Salutes are sponsored by Cattlemen's Brenham Livestock Auction, Coring Monument Company, Skubaisa Catering, Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, Oak Creek Farms, and Washington County Tractor. Tune in every day this week during the noon hour and 5 o'clock hour for the 4-H Beef Salutes on Friendly Country KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said.
Those are classics.
Moldy oldies now.
Does that go into classic radio station then? Yeah.
And I do not want to talk about the memories it brings up.
No.
Okay, we won't go there on today's program, or maybe ever. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, in the studio with me, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. We are all with the Money Makeover team with Neal Financial Group. And we are so pleased that you are joining us and listening in this morning. Again, free review, super important. We tell a few stories here on the air, not with any identifiable info, but we like to bring real life into the program because it highlights the fact that you don't need to go it alone. You can always just pick up the phone, give us a call, and check things out. Do that free review before you do something that could cost you, as we've been talking about, a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
We don't want that. Here's our number again to give us a call. Get that free review. Make sure your ducks are in a row the right way. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Now, you were going to talk a little bit more
about some taxes
about
here.
The tax changes.
Yeah, we get all kinds of newsletters and emails and stuff. This one comes from Jackson National, a newsletter they have, and I liked it because it kind of got the new tax, the ones that will affect the most people, out of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, alternatively referred to as the Trump tax plan.
Yeah, and again, this went in. Well, this got passed in the end of 2017, so we've had a full year of this, of 2018, and now it's tax time for that.
Yeah, now you're going to see the results of some of the things that were changed. The one thing that I heard, but I really didn't sink in until I read this, is these tax changes sunset on December 31st, 2025.
So they're going to be with us a while.
Yeah, they're going to be with us for a while, and then they're going to either go away or redone, or we'll find out. We'll see what happens then. But it's been one of the major tax changes in the tax code. It's been many, many years that they've done some major things. One of the ones that hit most people, in 2017, before it, the standard deduction for an individual was $6,350. 2018, it's it's $12,000 per person. So for a couple, it's $24,000. or that you can deduct off your income, whereas in the year last year, or 2017, it was only $12,700. Heck of a difference there.
Yeah. That you so don't, now you don't have to add up every single deductible contribution to charities and all that stuff and try and lump them all in there.
Maybe. You know.
Maybe. If you're close.
Yeah.
Thing, you know, because I think I talked about the fact that I asked my accountant and CPA friends that do tax preparation with the big standard deduction now, was that going to make their business less?
Yeah.
And they said, no, it's going to make it more.
Yeah, busier.
Because with the standard deduction being so high, you really have to do a lot of calculating to see whether it's better to itemize or just take the standard deduction.
Right.
So.
Also, another thing I didn't realize, but the standard deduction for people over, couples over age 65 is $26,600.
So if really?
If you're under 65, the standard deduction as a couple is $24,000. If you're over 65, it's $26,600. So I was kind
I'm sure that doesn't apply to us.
No, probably not. But that's a nice little surprise. And usually what happens is that as you mature and you pay down your house, you're paying less and less interest on that monthly payment, and it's more and more principal.
Mm-hmm.
And so there goes your itemized deduction again, is that the interest deduction is you're paying so much less, you don't have $24,000 of deductions for interest. Also, they eliminated the personal exemption, and instead they gave you the standard deduction of $12,000 unless you're over 65. So they did away with the standard deduction, and there used to be phase-outs. The phase-outs went up higher. The one thing that really helped was the child tax credit increase. Now, they have a whole list of seven different criteria to make sure you can apply for this one. But in 2017, before the Tax Act, you could claim a $1,000 deduction for each child. That's a tax credit, which is better than a tax deduction.
Yeah, because it comes directly off of any tax you might owe.
Right. So if you owed $1,000... and you get a $1,000 tax credit for a child, you owe zero tax.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a $1,000 deduction, it just means your income drops $1,000 and you still got to apply that to the tax code. Well, in 2018, it goes to $2,000 per child. Now, I know our office manager in Houston loves it because she's got three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $6,000 of taxes she does not have to pay now. That's huge.
Well, that doesn't count the $285,000 college bill they're going to get.
That's right.
Well, it helps save, Torn. Yeah.
Spoken from a true person. They've been through that.
Been through this.
Yeah, been through that one. And what they did, they increased the it used to be a phase out if you had earned more than a certain amount of dollars, and so they increased that also. So those are some very good things. The one thing that which I kind of chuckle at, doesn't affect us here in Texas. State and local income taxes, they're limited to $10,000. So we don't pay any state and local income taxes, so that doesn't hurt us.
Right.
But in New York and California, the state income tax is 13%.
Yeah, jeez.
So if you earned $100,000, your state income tax was $13,000. But you could deduct that $13,000 off your federal tax.
Yeah.
Before this year, you can't.
And so we have lots of people moving out of California because, I mean, that's a big chunk.
That's
over $1,000 a month that you have to think of.
And
you're not going to get any return on there.
And then the other zapper on that one is they changed the home acquisition interest cost. If you, before, you could deduct the interest on a home of up to $1 million and up to $100,000 of home equity debt. The new law cut that back to $750,000, basically, of home mortgage, and they capped that. So in California and New York, where home prices are exorbitant compared to us, and they have a state income tax, those people are really going to be hurting. But then I look at it as we in Texas don't get that deduction for the state income tax. So we've been subsidizing California and New York because they got to write off the state income tax and against their federal tax, which we have to make up.
All these years before.
All these years before.
Mm-hmm.
This year they can't. And there's been a lot of talk in the news and so on about, you know, trying to make charitable contributions to the state for taxes, whatever. None of that's in place yet.
Oh, Lord.
So that's
but they
not
made
applying.
Sure they got the tax dollars first.
That's right.
The state, yeah.
Another one on the tax rule that may hit somebody, maybe you, our radio listener. In the past, a person could deduct non-qualified annuity losses if they surrendered an annuity. So if you turned in a surrendered annuity and you had a loss on it, a non-qualified one, you could deduct that. But you can't do that anymore. They eliminated that.
Oh, really?
Can't do that. Used to be part of the itemized deduction, so there's kind of a double whammy. One is they specifically eliminated that. Number two, they...
Well, you know, when they talk about that, when you lose money in a non-qualified annuity, it's a loss of choice.
That's right.
You choose to lose money.
Because you choose to cash it in.
That's right, at a loss.
And you don't have to. You can sit on it for a while. Another one here that's going to help a lot of people in 2019. So not 2018's over unless you're doing a IRA contribution or SEP.
Mm-hmm.
You can still do those until you file your taxes. But for 2019, the IRA contribution's gone up to a $6,000 you can put into a IRA and an additional $1,000 if you're over the age of 50. So now you can put away up to $7,000 into an IRA. And the phase-outs, meaning that if you have a retirement plan at work, whether you put any money into it or not, you're limited of putting money into an IRA. If you're single, if you earn more than $103,000, you start losing how much you can put into a deductible IRA. Mm-hmm. If you're married and filing jointly, it's $193,000. You can put a full IRA contribution at $6,000 or $7,000 if you're over 50. Most of our radio listeners probably don't make more than $193,000. So mm-hmm. if you have a plan at work, and some people do, where they don't put in much, and you want to put in some extra, well, you can do it into a traditional IRA.
You know, and that's a source of confusion sometimes, right. though, because you say, well, I can't put money into an IRA. That's not true. You can mm-hmm. You can't put deductible money into an IRA. You can still put money into an IRA. You just don't get to deduct it.
But that's usually not that's a logistical nightmare.
If you're going to do that, you might as well do a Roth.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you can't deduct it anyway, get yourself a Roth going. And
that's right.
You know, and by the way, some of this also is important for, I just had a conversation with a young person, 23 years old, who was doing her first experience with her company that she's working at with their 401k.
Hmm.
Had lots of questions, and she's making okay money. She's not, you know, making a huge sum, but she's doing okay. And so she wanted to know, well, can I do this or can I do that? Or how should I approach this? How do I think about this? So again, you know, there are always questions, whether you're in one age group or another, or you're getting ready to retire or whatever. The free review is very, very important, and we want you to take advantage of that as soon as you can, because you got all your reports and 1099s and W-2s yep. and all these things. All right, you got all your paperwork. Now is a great time to gather them up and come in for that free review. The way to do this is give us a call at the office and set that up, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
Before we go to this next break, the one question or one thing, I got a phone call on Thursday or Friday last week, and it's a very good question.
Mm. Okay.
The person asked, do I have all of my 1099s in?
Ooh, let's discuss that one, shall we? When we come back from this break?
Because it happened to you this morning, too, Tony.
Yes,
well, I got
did.
The same phone call last week also.
Yeah. And so don't be in a hurry to file your taxes. Yes, you want to get that back, but we'll tell you why don't be in a hurry.
Yeah,
and it
okay.
has to do with 1099s.
Yes, it does. So we don't want... too much frustration on your part, so we'll try to help you figure out what's going on, okay? In the meantime, you got a question right this minute, hey, give us a call on our private line. This is the radio private line. No one else will hear you. Got a quick question? We'll answer it right now at 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
When you're in the market for a new skid steer or compact track loader, make sure to choose the one that lets you enjoy the ride. ASCO Equipment is here to provide the right solution for you with Case Construction Equipment. At nearly 3 feet wide and pressurized to reduce noise, dust, and fumes, Case Skid Steer and Compact Track Loaders offer you some of the largest and most comfortable cabs in the industry. So if you're in the market for a new skid steer or compact track loader, visit ASCO Brenham on US 290 West or in Bryan on North Earl Rudder Freeway today to buy or rent.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Becker Drive.
Looking for a reputable pharmacy? Medical Arts in Brenham is a full-service pharmacy with a reputation of quality products and prompt personal service. Taking care of people is Medical Arts' priority. Whether you're standing at the counter or calling on the phone, you'll always get prompt service. Medical Arts at 207 East Academy Street offers prescription services, home delivery, diabetic supplies, and much more. So for fast, reliable service, go to Medical Arts, your hometown pharmacy. Visit their website, medicalartsdrugco.com, or call 979-836-3687.
Wish your vehicle would last longer than just the time it takes to pay it off? Preventive maintenance promotes better performance and gas mileage and goes a long way to prolong the life of your vehicle. Head off possible breakdowns that could leave you stranded or parts fixes that can cost big money. Call Brenham Tire and Auto at 836-4811 to find out more about preventative maintenance for your vehicle. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
Osteopathic physicians are trained in the entire scope and practice of medicine, bringing a patient-centered, holistic, hands-on approach to diagnosing and treating illness and injury. Osteopathic physicians work in partnership with their patients to help them achieve a higher level of wellness by focusing on health education as well as injury and disease prevention. Dr. Robert Stark, Brenham's osteopathic family physician. 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Does your home or building look tired and outdated? Is it in need of repairs too? The professionals at Our Integrity Works are the ones to call for all your home improvements and repairs. Whether it's a remodel, new deck, fence, siding, or windows, or a fresh coat of paint, Our Integrity Works has a qualified team ready to get your job done. Call Our Integrity Works at 979-251-7972 today. That's 979-251-7972. Or visit online at integrityworks.info.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Wellman Insurance Agency, where we represent several insurance companies and serve you first. Personalized insurance, specifically designed to fit your insurance needs. At Wellman Insurance Agency, we'll start with a solid basic policy with one of the many companies we represent and build the protection you need for your home, no more, no less. It's one-stop convenience for your auto, home, and business. Call Wellman Insurance Agency today at 836-3613.
Just coast. Your best spring break is at Moody Gardens Galveston Island. Save with a value pass to all attractions, including the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle exhibit, Aquarium Pyramid, Rainforest Pyramid, and more. Relax and really enjoy your visit with an overnight stay at the beautiful Moody Gardens Hotel and book your tee time at one of the area's top courses, the Moody Gardens Golf Course. Remember, online always, the best deals are at moodygardens.org.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. Closing out the program, the last couple minutes worth of it. Wanted to get in something about 1099s. I know some of you listening haven't gotten yours yet. And some of us haven't gotten ours yet either. So what's going on with this possibly for you?
You want to do that one, Jamie?
Well, yeah. We get the question many times this time of year, have we gotten all my 1099s so I can file my tax return? And if you have an investment account, the answer is you should probably wait. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Most of them have to do with the fact that the companies that supply the information to create the 1099s haven't supplied all of the information yet. Or they've amended it. Or they're changing it. There are a lot of things that go on.
Yeah, or if you got an investment that produces a K-1 statement.
Oh, yeah.
Those always come out very late.
Like which limited partnership.
Yeah, which is different than your 1099.
Mm-hmm. So or if you have foreign investments,
yeah, that's
too.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So the 1099s, you're taking a risk and file if you have a bunch of investments that are not in IRAs or 401ks. If you have an IRA and you've got all these, you may get a 1099-R, you may not. You don't necessarily, or an annuity, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily have to get a 1099
sure.
for that. So you may be thinking, do I need to wait? No.
Yeah, we get that question too, which things am I going to get 1099s for? But the other thing too is some 1099s are available in a preliminary basis to help you kind of calculate where your tax might be. But they have printed all over them, this is not intended to be for your tax return.
Mm-hmm. So just be careful with that and be patient. I guess
yes,
that's the bottom.
That's right.
You should not be counting on your tax refund anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But we do that, don't we? Yes, we do. All right. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning, as always. And again, if you want to come by for that free review, please do that. You will really be happy that you did. And the number to call to get that, 979-836-2903.
On Wednesday, we'll be talking about retirement plans.
Yes, indeed. From an expert.
Who we use.
Yes, we do. We know how good he is. So tune in for that for Wednesday's program. Thanks, everybody.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.